tonight.
Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
What are you talking about?
Hi, so my name is Percy, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. So the first question to this opinion survey is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied. All right. Thank you. All right. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how would you rate some of the issues happening as of right now on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not an important issue and a 10 means very important? So the first issue is K through 12 education.
That's about an 8.
An 8? All right, thank you. What about climate change?
It needs work.
Climate change?
Yeah, I guess they're working on it.
All right, so how would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'm hoping it would be a 10 if it's being worked on.
All right. What about democracy?
I'm for democracy, so.
All right. So how much of an issue would you say it is to you personally on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not an important issue and a 10 means a very important issue?
10 is a very important issue.
So a 10 then?
Yes.
All right. What about jobs and wages?
That's a 9.
9? All right. What about racism and discrimination?
What do you mean by that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, what do you mean by that? How do I feel about racism?
Yeah, so this question is just, how much of an issue do you think it is? Like, how important to you is the issue about racism and discrimination on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means that this to you is a very important issue, and 10, all right. What about voting rights?
Okay.
Healthcare?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Student loan debt?
Oh, 10.
All right, thank you. What about criminal justice reform?
10.
All right, thank you. What about abortion rights?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
And immigration?
8.
All right, thank you. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. So I know it's still a little bit of a long way off, and sometimes like things come up, but how likely would you say you're going to vote on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all likely to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Okay.
10? All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your race?
No, I do not want to share my race.
You don't want to share it? All right, no worries. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yes, you are. Perfect. So, in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
A female.
Female? All right. So, would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I do not want to share my year.
All right, no worries. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
12th grade, all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power? I'm sorry? A 10? All right. You said a 10, all right?
Yes.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, all right. So I couldn't quite hear your answer for that question. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you? A 0 meaning no power at all, and a 10 meaning a lot of power.
What do you mean issues? I'm not understanding that question. How do you know that the Black community got anything to do with me?
Well, this question is just in general. So we like divided it based on how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues? And then this question is just kind of in general, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you and your community, like, most importantly?
I would like to think it's a 10.
10? All right. So now I'm going to read you a few people and organizations and issues. And if you could rate these people or issues or organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like these people, a 5 is neutral, a 10 means you do like these people, and if you've never heard of their names or don't have, like, never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first person is Andre Dickens.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right. What about Brian Kemp?
The name is familiar. Can't think. Okay. Because who is he? Is he a Democrat?
If you're not necessarily sure, there's also, like, the category number 5, which would mean neutral, meaning you don't really like them, but you don't really hate them. Like, you don't, like, it's you're strictly neutral, and that can be because you don't know them or because you have no opinion.
I'm trying to think of Brian Kemp. The name is familiar to me, and I just can't grasp it right now.
All right, no worries. So would you say then that you're number 5 then? You're neutral?
Yeah, I'll just say neutral.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
Oh, 0.
0, all right. What about John Ossoff?
Say that again.
John Ossoff?
What's his name? At this I'll just say 5. 5?
All right. Thank you. So what about Brad Raffensperger?
Don't know.
Don't know. All right. And what about Tim Walz?
Ten.
Ten, all right. And what about Raphael Warnock?
10. 10,
all right. Thank you. So I have some long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote as the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democratic, all right. So back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did he vote for?
Joe Biden.
voted for Biden?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So thinking back to the last, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Have had no change? Is it better or much better?
It's better. Better than, it's just even in office, it's better.
All right, thank you. So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a big difference to what happens. And while others say that when you do vote, this can make a big difference. So in your opinion, does voting make no difference? Does it make a small difference, a moderate difference, or does voting make a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Big difference, all right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me if you believe that each person or event has prevented the progress you want to see in the country. Sorry about that. Or if they haven't, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that they did not prevent progress. So this basically means they have helped move society along. Or a 10, being that they certainly have prevented progress. So meaning, thanks to them, we cannot move forward, or there has been like some obstacles in moving forward. And a 5, it means that you're not sure. So the first issue is COVID-19 recovery.
Forward in this year.
Yeah, it can be in this year or just in general. Do you feel that COVID-19 recovery has prevented progress, or has it not prevented any progress?
A 5, I believe, on that.
5, all right. What about Vice President Harris?
That's it. She's making progress.
She's making progress?
Yeah.
All right, so if they have made progress, that would be a 0, because a zero means that they did not prevent any progress, meaning that because of them, we have been moving along. And a 10 would mean that they have prevented progress.
That they have?
Yes, a 10 would mean that they have prevented progress. And a 0 means that they did not prevent any progress. So would you give Kamala Harris a 0 then?
A 0 for progress?
No, so a 0 would mean that she did not prevent any progress, meaning because of her, we can move along as a society.
This is getting on my nerves. That don't sound right to me. I feel as though she moved along, so you scored that way.
Yeah, I do think you're right, because this might be a little bit tricky, but it's really just the opposite of what you're thinking right now. So if you think that a 10 means that they have made progress, that's really a 0.
They have made progress. So
all right.
Whatever category that falls in, I believe she made progress.
All right, so it'll be a 0 then.
Okay.
All right, thank
you. All
right, and I totally agree with you. I totally get where you're coming from. What about black voters?
Why do you keep asking me about black voters?
Well, this is just in general. It's the questions that appear. It's not necessarily, like, let's say, catered towards you. It's just in general.
I'm just saying, but what can I answer about a black voter? What do you mean? How can I base the opinion on a black vote?
Well, there's always the category number 5, which is you're not sure. If you would like to answer that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So not sure?
What is the question?
So do you think black voters have prevented progress, or have they not prevented progress?
I'm not sure. If I'm not, I don't know. This just don't sound right to me.
All right, no worries. What about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
What about?
I'm sorry?
You said what about them? They're making progress.
All right, so where would you give them then on a scale of 0 to 5? Which, if you, Zero. All right. What about Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
I guess a zero would be full of, if you're saying zero means that they're doing a good job, then that's what it is.
Well, a zero means that, a zero, again, means that they did not prevent progress, meaning that because of them, progress has been happening in the U.S. So a zero is a good thing. A 10 is a bad thing.
Okay, zero.
All right. What about your local mayor?
A zero.
Zero. All right. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some policies and developments and statements that have an impact on many of, like, Black people's lives. And again, this is just in general. And after each one, if you could please indicate to me how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not really sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. And so the first statement is, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. And again, a 0 means that this would not motivate you at all to vote. A 5 means you're not sure. And a 10 means that this would strongly motivate you to vote.
It would strongly motivate me to vote.
So a 10?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Because we have protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants, it has banned chokeholds, and now it has mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
I didn't understand that one.
All right. Well, I can read again. So basically, because we have, well, I can put it kind of in other words. So basically, because we have protested together, there is now more laws. For example, there is one that bans no-knock warrants, meaning that police officers can't come in without any warrants and without, like, letting people know that there has been chokeholds banned, which is a physical violence movement where they basically choke people. And now all officers need to have body cameras on them at all times when they're active on duty. And we basically have done this to because, like, when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Yes, and I strongly agree.
All right, so this would be a 10 then. It would strongly motivate you to vote?
Yes.
All right. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Yes, it can.
Because we voted, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burden and promoting fairer credit practices. A 10? All right, thank you. And because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required to direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
I'm going.
A 10 then, or what would you rate it?
A 10, I agree.
All right, thank you. So, based on all the statements you just heard, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you? And we ask these questions again, just to know if your opinions have varied. So you say a 10?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
A 10.
A 10, all right. So, as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices. So, how likely are you to vote?
10.
10. All right. So thinking back again to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it had no change? Is it better or much better?
It's better. Much better.
Better. Much better. All right. So in terms of sexual orientation, what do you identify yourself as? For example, would you say you're... All right. But this one is more catered towards sexual orientation. So would you say you're straight or lesbian or bisexual or something else?
I'm straight.
Straight. All right. Thank you. So what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Single. All right. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Thank you. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. All right. Thank you. So how would you describe your employment status? I'm sorry, what was that?
That's fine. What do you mean
by your employment status? We mean, as of right now, are you full-time? Are you retired? Are you part-time?
I'm part-time and I'm semi-retired.
Part-time? All right, thank you. So, last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just estimate it or ballpark it if you would like.
I am not telling you that because before I want to discuss my personal business.
Okay, all right, no worries. Well, then, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have fun. Yeah. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, love.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.